Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Well, I have a special announcement to make.
Kit graduated from preschool yesterday.
Did he go to one of those preschools where they wear the cap? Like the actual graduation hat?
He literally looked like a 16-year-old American kid called Chad.
Did he wear one? Oh my God.
He had a full gown on. They sent me photographs and underneath it said, Mummy, Daddy, I've graduated from preschool. And I'm sorry, but I had to laugh. I mean, it's very cute. But also, producer at work was like, is he going to chuck his hat in the air? And I was like, he can barely put his own pants on.
Oh my God, he's doing that. So funny. I keep seeing pictures like that. I've never had that. I don't think Gigi's preschool will be doing that. They'll probably just wave her off goodbye and that'll be it. But that is funny. And congratulations to Kip for such a big achievement. I mean, graduating preschool, you must be so proud.
As a mother, I've been feeling an immense amount of pride all day today.
I bet you have. Now,
of course, we're into the summer holidays. Have yours broken up? Is Axel done now?
No, so he breaks up. Well, he will be when this episode goes out. Obviously, we pre-record this. But no, he breaks up Thursday, half day. And it's just come around so quick. Why do we always say this? We know this happens every year. There's been a 6-7 week holiday since the beginning of time. Why?
I know.
How are you feeling about it?
Why?
Why?
Well, I don't feel as stressed as I normally do at this time of year. And I'll tell you why. I made a fucking planner.
What has happened to you?
Who even am I? I've made a planner. I got a ruler. I did the days. I put the dates in. I color coded it. I booked stuff in, like jump in Isha and with, like the swimming pool at the Spectrum. And I've organized play day. I'm on top of it.
Wow. I mean, that
is... Eat that for breakfast.
That is impressive. I mean, I'm just basically shipping the kids off wherever I can. No, do you know what? We've actually got a week without kids. They are going on holiday with their grandparents for a week.
Where are they going?
Just to Norfolk.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I know, with all their cousins. And they were like, you're going to come? I was like, oh, no, sorry. I'm working. I thought this was a, you know, drop-off, not a... come with you on holiday.
This is like a delivery service for children. Oh, yeah. you've ordered a couple of children. Oh no, here they are. Bye-bye. They'll arrive in 2 minutes and we'll see you in 7 days.
See you in 7 days.
Keep them alive. That's really lovely. And how lovely for them to be with their grandparents for a week.
Yeah, no, I know. But actually, jokes aside, I have been more organised this year. And obviously, we've got a bit more support at home as well now. So yeah, it'll be fine. But it just feels daunting. More so the pressure as well. Like you're saying, like you've booked all these activities. That's more what I feel. Like on the days when I'm not working, that you have to be doing like having loads of fun. And also the cost is so expensive to like, even just a cinema trip. Like you're down like what, 80 quid? If you've got two children, two adults, and you go for
it's
lunch.
Ridiculous.
I mean, more than that, probably. It's insane.
It's amazing. You know, obviously we talk about the cost and how much these things are in reality. But I feel like, and I feel like everybody needs to remember this, it doesn't matter if you come out dressed like, you know, Is it, what's his name, the clown? Kenny?
Krusty?
Krusty.
I don't know.
Kenny, Krusty, Kenneth.
Some sort of clown.
Right? They're going to go, that you'll come flopping out and go, hey, kids, you know, with like eyes bulging. You'll be like, I'm Kenneth the clown. And they'll be like, well, that's fun for 2.5 fucking seconds. And then they'll be like, what's next?
I know. So it's never enough.
It's never good enough and it's never going to be enough. So just remember that, you know, when you're reaching for your really hot, stinky clown costume that you had, say, for that birthday 3 years ago, don't bother, okay? Because they'll love it for about 2.5 seconds and then they'll be on to the next thing. And sometimes it's okay for them to be bored.
That's what I was going to say. And in all seriousness, like, okay, there are only how many summers do you have with your kids? Like, there's not that many. But if you look back, how many memory, like, I don't remember cinema trips when I was younger. I don't really remember going to theme parks. Obviously we did it, but they're not the things that stick in my memory.
No.
The times that stick in my memory, I literally like playing with my friends in the garden.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all those really simple things. And I think obviously lockdown taught us a lot of that, like that you can just go on a big walk or a bike ride, or so it really doesn't have to be like really fancy things. Also sitting down, having a movie, like movie day.
Yeah.
Closing the curtains, popcorn, that's fun. Yeah.
There's loads of stuff you can do. We have family movie night on a Friday night and I pretend to be a French character called Madame Fufu. And have I told you about this before?
No.
I go full French. I wear an apron and I speak in a French accent and I go, bonsoir, welcome to Madame Fufu Cinema. And she's like a really camp French lady. And then they love Madame Fufu. They always go, is Madame Fufu coming out tonight? And that can go on for, like, I'll happily play that character for a while.
And Zoe is available for cinema parties. I mean, actually, that sounds a bit dodgy. It's more like an adult theme to me.
I was about to say, you've seen that new show on Netflix. Has anyone listening seen it? It's called How to Build a Sex Room. Have you watched this?
No, I mean, I wouldn't click on it, would I? Let's face it.
Well, let me tell you, you want to, because a couple built a sex dungeon beneath their kitchen. And I think if Madame Fufu was going to live anywhere, She'd be down there in the sex dungeon. Right. Swiftly from sex dungeons onto summer holiday questions. Welcome to Friday's Q&A. Let's crack on with it. Thanks for sending in all of your questions around the subject. Do you want to start us off, G?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's quite a lot of travel questions. So maybe we'll sort of lump those together and then we can get on to like the more generic ones. So there's a lot of questions on like flying, sleep, stress. Is it worth it with a 2-year-old?
It is.
Yeah, me too. I really think it's worth it. Also, every child is different. You don't know how they're going to be. They might be amazing on one flight, not on another flight. You can do all of the things that you can. So like, I know, little things like taking their pillowcase with them so that when they get there, it feels like home. Like, there's loads of little tips and tricks that you can do, but ultimately it's always going to be worth it. Like, it really is. The flight is the flight. You'll sleep when you sleep. I mean, routine for my kids goes out the window when we go on holiday and we just roll with it. And lower your expectations and try not to stress too much.
Yeah, another good tip, and this is what I used to do, is as soon as I got on board with the kids, like I had to fly to Dubai by myself with both of them once, I just went over to this lovely air stewardess and I just said, hi, I'm Zoe. I was like, I'm flying on my own. I'm actually a bit anxious. I'm not really sure how it's going to go. I've got obviously babe in arms and then I've got, you know, a 2-year-old. And I was like, could you just keep an eye out for me? And then Luna nearly choked on that apple. She was like, and suddenly she was like, eh. And I was like, oh my God, my child is actually choking on this flight. And they were absolutely, I mean, we did big smack on the back and it came shooting out. But, you know, at that point, they were like questioning my abilities. I'm like, no, they weren't. They were like, this is bad. We're here for you. So I think if you highlight yourself to somebody on the flight and just say, you know, traveling alone or I'm a bit worried about how it's going to go, at least then they've got their eyes on you and they'll be kinder to you. Because you know what? There's nothing worse than you feeling like you're taking on everybody's stress on the plane. You know, every sort of... Also, you know what? You get on a plane, there's going to be kids that are screaming and crying and you just got to dig in, do what you can, go down to the galley, walk up and down. You know, like George just said, take all their favourite things with them, loads of snacks. And then when you get on your holiday, take a big, deep breath, pour yourself a large vodka and something and just think, oh, I made it. You can do it.
Yeah, exactly. And also, Zoe, that's a really good point. You said when you get on the flight, like make yourself known to an air stewardess. But also, like if you can see like somebody sitting near you that doesn't look too happy to be near, like sat with a child, almost make friends with them. Be like, oh, hi, you know, oh gosh, this, you know, this might be a bit of a noisy flight for you, you know, or whatever. So then you've almost like broken down that barrier, like
really
straight off.
Tip.
And the same when you're on holiday, you know, like around the pool, just be really nice to people. And then if they're not very nice, nice back, then they're not nice people.
They can leave.
You've done your best, exactly.
They can leave. This is great. This is from Freddie. The pressure to be doing all the fun things, days out, all the time, and the guilt for not doing enough.
Summer holidays.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what we've just spoken about, isn't it? There is so much pressure. But I do think, like we've said before, there are so many simple things that you can do. And also, like, maybe have like a few things up your sleeve. Like, if, I don't know, if the day's not going that well, everyone's bored, you know, have like a few things in your mind. Like, oh, there's a country park 10 minutes away. We can go there. Like, just easy things to do. Also, I always find like so many of like the big attractions in the school holidays are so busy that you go and you don't actually have that much of a great day out anyway. Yeah. So definitely don't feel guilty about it. I mean, I will be working during the school holidays. It's a massive juggling act. Yeah.
It is a juggling act. Yeah. I also think sometimes that play dates are actually quite a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got kids around like mine and, you know, Luna and Axel, they're obviously 5, kids 4. It's easier sometimes when I've got another child here.
Yeah.
Because they can play with each other. Like Luna and Anna are their little best mates. They literally just disappear upstairs. They're playing really nicely
That's
with
it.
The girl's house. And it's like, okay.
Job done, exactly.
Jobs are good in. But I do think having some sort of planner and just putting things in front of you, just get a calendar, an actual physical calendar rather than having it on your phone. And then you can refer back to it. Because I think half the stress is like, oh my God, it's Wednesday. What are we doing on Wednesday? Or you can refer back to the planner and be like, got no plans. Shall I arrange something? Or we're going to have a home day or whatever it is. But yeah, that whole guilt thing around it, like, on what planet did it suddenly become okay for our children to be doing stuff from the minute they wake up until the minute they go to bed every single day during the summer holidays? That's not a thing, by the way.
No, also, I make it quite clear to the kids like what we're doing. I'm like, right, when you break up, we've got a week where mummy and daddy are going to be with you every single day. We're going to Scotland. We're going to have loads of fun. The week after, mummy and daddy are both going to be working. So I'm going to need you both to do this. I mean, Gigi looks at me like, fuck off, what are you talking about? Axel's a bit more on board. And then like the week after, this is what you're doing. So they know straight away. Remember I told you this week is going to be a quiet one. Like, I think just be clear at the start, because there's nothing worse than when they're nagging you.
Yeah, agreed.
3-year-old and 6-month-old, do I need a double buggy for naps and evenings? I really want to say yes.
I was going to say no, so I'd like to hear your yes first.
Only because, so when we went to Abu Dhabi in May, obviously Axel doesn't go in a buggy. Gigi's on the cusp. So at home, we rarely use a buggy with her. Mm-hmm. But there, for the evenings, if you've got a 6-month-old as well who's going to need a buggy, the 3-year-olds, it depends. If you're going to go out for dinner in the evenings, I really would take one, because then they can just lay down, go to sleep, like if they want to, or at least relax in there, like lay back on their iPad or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's more, yeah. I mean, we pushed 2 chairs together one night and she fell asleep on 2 chairs. But if you can, if you haven't got to buy a new one and you already have one,
Might
as well take it.
It's one of those ones that you don't want to get to the end of the holiday having pulled your hair out, wishing that you'd had the double buggy. It's better to get to the end of the holiday and go, oh, we didn't really use the double buggy. Like that's the better statement.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Yeah, perhaps Georgia is right. This is from Catherine. Sharing hotel room with kids, tips, please. Well, we did this last August in Croatia when we went to Split. And my biggest tip, in fact, the only thing that I would say that is an absolute necessity, is a balcony.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Once you've got the kids to bed, you and your partner, or you and your mum, whoever you've gone with, friend, whatever, can sit on the balcony, share, have a drink, you know, play some cards, have a, you know, holiday cigarette, whatever you want to do, and just actually have some time away, and the kids would be right there if you're going to put them to bed. Otherwise, no, if they're in their buggies and they're sleeping around the pool and, you know, the restaurants and stuff, fine. But once they're in bed and you're in a hotel room and you haven't got an outside space, you're also in that hotel room as well.
Yeah, no, do you know what I was going to say? So I went to Tenerife with my mum in February, and we didn't, well, we had a balcony, but not one you would want to sit on. Like, the view was not great. So we had a big room, and what we ended up doing is just going to bed when the kids went to bed. And that's fine. It was 4 nights. Like, we could, you know, we just thought, you know what? There's no point. What are we going to do? Sit in the toilet? Like, we can't do that.
Georgia and her mum were in the loos together. This is fun.
Yeah, like this. No, you joke. Me and James once did that in Mykonos. We sat and had our dinner in the bathroom because Axel was asleep. I mean, I look back on that now and think, what
Holy
on
shit.
Earth were we doing? I mean, that only happened one night. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, if they're in the room with you, you're going to make it work. And if it, that means going to bed at the same time as them, or waiting for them to go to bed and then like just keeping the noise down and stuff, then so be it. But yeah, top tip, get a balcony with a nice
top
view.
Top tip, yeah. Someone's just put, will my flight get cancelled? Lucy, I am positive that your flight will not get cancelled.
It won't.
I've been away twice in the last month and neither of those flights and the flights coming back got cancelled. In fact, I was begging and praying for my flight back from Ibiza last week to get cancelled so we could have another day. But no, I think they're sorting themselves out. I think the press have hammed things up.
That's what I was going to say.
And they absolutely love a drama, don't they? Mm. So they're like, every single baggage is being lost. All my mates took luggage in the hold apart from me. I took hand luggage for 8 days and they popped out at the same time as me basically, and I was like, they were like, oh sure, I've got all this outfits to choose from, and I was like, fuck you. So I think actually it is settling down. I'm gonna say no, your flight will not get cancelled.
Yeah, I'd say exactly the same, it won't. Anyone I've spoken to has been absolutely fine. It's only the media that are sort of making it to be a big deal.
Yes,
this is interesting. Weekly food shopping essentials. So I'm guessing this is for the school holidays where your kids might be at home more than they are. Like at the moment my kids eat at school, I don't have them at home like Monday to Friday really, like during the day. And so yeah, I hadn't actually thought that I'm gonna have to change my weekly food shop, but now I will. So
yeah, I always do this sort of similar thing where I do like picky bits, like playroom picnic, or if it's a nice day we'll sit outside and I'll do little picky bits, like, you know, cubes of cheese and little pepperonis and, you know, cucumber and hummus and carrots and all that kind of stuff, and then, you know, a little set like gluten-free sandwich or whatever, and then I'll always do like a bigger meal in the evening. But I think planning is absolutely key with it, with your bigger meal in the evening. You'd say that when you, George, like batch cooking. I'll tell you what, even though I'm not quite there with my whole kind of going into it with full gusto, I have been doing it and I've been freezing these little, who am I?
I'm not sure. I'm getting a bit worried. Not
Zoe? Zoe?
Zoe, where are you?
I've been making spaghetti bolognese and freezing them in these little like circular Tupperware things. And then whenever a kid wants a spag bol, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to take me 2 seconds.
Got one.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. God, I don't need to talk about this. Just exactly the same, really. I have a box of like snacks in my cupboard that are like healthy-ish snacks, like not full of sugar snacks, basically. Like the little oat bars, like all different stuff. Like there's loads in there. And I would just say I always have that like topped up in the school holidays so that there's no like dramas when someone's hungry at 10 a.m. and then someone else is hungry at, you know, 2 p.m. like outside like normal meal times. So yeah, I would just amp up your snack cupboard.
Okay, love that. Make it a real, real killer snack cupboard.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And then when they're really driving you mad, you can just go to the snack cupboard.
Yeah, or I just get the box out, leave it on the side, don't talk to me, go there. We'll be right back after this short break.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we? Well, I just love this from Kathy. Going back to the work after nearly 13 years of being a stay-at-home mum.
Go, Kathy.
Go, Kathy.
Love it.
Kathy, good luck. Let us know how you get on. And we're here for you. highs and lows, in-betweens, all the stuff you want to chat about, just drop us a DM. We're here for you.
Exactly. Kathy's the real winner in the school holidays, isn't she? Actually, this leads us on to this question. How are you supposed to make great summer memories when you're working full-time? This is something we've spoken about, actually, like juggling when you are working. Mm-hmm. I think you have to make the most of the lighter evenings and you have to make the most of the weekends. So in the summer holidays, I don't know about you, but maybe I'll let the kids stay up later, especially for James, like when he gets home later.
Yeah.
And we might go to the park and order a pizza to the park, like takeaway pizza in the park. That's always really fun. Just do like little things like that, because at the end of the day, they're the things they're going to remember anyway. They really will. And like, yeah, again, weekends, just make the most of being outdoors and being able to relax the routine. Because that's the thing, isn't it? Like, yes, they'll probably be going to camps or to grandparents or to friends' houses or whatever during when you're working. But there's not the stress of the uniform and the PE kit and the all of that. There's none of that. The reading, the spellings. So just make the most.
So true.
Yeah, just make the most of that and the most of your evenings together.
Georgia is absolutely right. You know, it gets so dark in the winter here in the UK. In the summer, you know, depending on what time you get back from work, I keep Luna and Isla, obviously, they're up. They still stay up till about, well, last night. So it's sort of around 8 o'clock now, actually, because it's so hot anyway and it's so light. And it's lovely, you know, even depending on what time we walk through the door, we always try and have, you know, chats and play in the garden. And, you know, we might get the slip and slide out again. And we just kind of relax the rules. We've got such lovely weather. We're finally getting to make some memories. So, but also to this lovely person, Rachie, the summer holidays have been introduced obviously for children to get a rest from school, but the summer holidays are not for parents.
Yeah, exactly.
You might get a week away with your children, you know, somewhere, or a few days or a long weekend or whatever it is, and they're the times that you can make your memories. Don't carry that guilt that we're supposed to, because they're having 6 weeks off in the summer. We're supposed to have 6 weeks off in the summer. It just doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely. Right. And there's so many people in the same situation. Like,
I hear
absolutely tons.
Yeah. And just on a final note to Rio, who's just sent us a message saying, what the fuck to do every day? I would just like to say, you are our spirit animal.
You are.
We love your honesty and thank you so much. No one knows, but we're here to talk it out. Obviously, at the end of these Q&A podcasts, Georgia and I talk about our favourite products. I'm going to kick things off. An absolute essential in our house at the moment, Aqua Beads.
Oh, yes. Yes,
oh,
I know those.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They love doing them. And it's working for Isla, who's 9, Luna, who's 5, and Kit, who's 4. They're all loving Aqua Beads.
That's amazing.
Last night I made a flamingo.
Oh, look at you. Who is liking the Aqua Beads? And Zoe, who is? I'm not going to say your age.
Me. 40 this year.
40 this year. So this is more of a travel product. And actually, I haven't personally used it yet, but I've got one for when we go in our camper van. It's called the Rai car seat. And I've never seen anything like this before. So it's for toddlers mainly. So Axel could probably have a travel booster seat now. But this is a proper car seat that folds into a rucksack. So I know it's amazing. They are quite expensive, but I was thinking, really, this could be your actual car seat as well.
Yeah.
So this doesn't have to be a travel one. So if you are in the market for a new car seat, your kid's around, you know, 18 months or whatever, ready to go up to the next stage, have a look at Rai Rai. Because
how do you spell it?
R-Y-R-Y.
Okay.
So yeah, have a look at that. I'll be showing on Instagram like how it works and stuff. But yeah, it literally goes into a rucksack, so you could just take it on the plane with you. You could, you know, put it in friends' cars, whatever. I think it's a really exciting concept.
So. Yeah, really excited. Can't wait to see a review on that. My next product, and everybody needs one of these for the summer holidays.
Oh, she's getting it out.
It's my beautiful new bag from Nell and Digby. It is the most beautiful bag, summer bag. It's like, how would you describe? I mean, it's got leather straps on it. It's basically like a beautiful beach bag that's got my name on it. And I absolutely love it. I'm wearing it all the time. And it's great because you can just throw all the kids' things in it. It'd be great if you were going away on holiday or a little staycation or even just like faffing around in the park. So yeah, check it out. Nell and Digby, I'll do a link for you.
I love that website. So this is actually something, again, for our camper van holiday. I've never used them before. I've seen them all over Instagram. But packing cubes.
Oh, yeah.
My God. But you know, you can get one that compress now as well. So you can like get the Hoover on them, suck the air out. So like with EasyJet and all of these airlines that now charge you even to take a wheelie bag on with you as well, you could probably get your kids' week's worth of clothes in their rucksack with these things.
Wow,
I know, they are amazing. One of James's friends when we were in Glasgow had a suit and two outfits which had jackets with them in a crossbody bag.
Happy days. Love it. Love that. Great products today. Well done, George. Thank you so, so much for sending in all of your questions. An absolute treat to be able to answer them. And we're really sorry if we didn't get through them. We will do a specific travel podcast again, which I think would be quite timely, wouldn't it, to do another one?
Yeah, we definitely will do. And we are just looking for the right travel expert. So if you've seen somebody or you'd like to recommend anyone, then please drop us a DM. We're on @MadeByMamas on Instagram. And we'll be back on Tuesday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.